听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book three, unit 42, radio programs 2, lesson 83, part 1, warming up exercises. Who in the news lead?You are going to hear several news leads. Listen carefully. Focus your attention on who in each lead and write down what you hear in the given spaces.
The United States and the Soviet Union will reopen talks Wednesday on reducing supplies of strategic nuclear weapons.
Officials from 14 nations meet Monday in Wellington to open a two-week conference on the future of Antarctica.
The Japanese parliament is expected to name Yasuhiro Nakasone as the new prime minister on Friday.
The leaders of nine black countries in southern Africa have accused South Africa of blocking their economic development.
The White House has announced that Britain's Queen Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip, will visit the United States in February.
Palestinian supporters demonstrated in Damascus Monday at the embassies of the United States, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia.
America's space shuttle Columbia will return to Earth Tuesday after a 5-day flight. Democratic congressional leaders have sharply criticized President Reagan's plan to put MX missiles in place in the United States.
That's the end of Side A.
A federal grand jury has charged a leading American businessman, John DeLorean, with dealing in illegal drugs. If found guilty, he could be sentenced to more than 70 years in prison. Federal agents arrested Mr. DeLorean and two other men in Los Angeles last week. Officials said Mr. DeLorean agreed to finance a deal involving the sale of $24 million worth of the illegal drug cocaine. The officials said he hoped to use the money from the sale to save his automobile company. Mr. DeLorean, a former president of the General Motors Auto Company, had set up his own car company in Northern Ireland. But poor sales caused financial problems for the DeLorean company.
Exercise 1. Complete the summary for news item 1. Exercise 2. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. How many people were arrested in Los Angeles last week? Why was Mr. DeLorean involved in the crime, according to the officials? What is the sentence Mr. DeLorean could possibly receive if found guilty? News item 2.
Washington. Officials say federal agents have arrested about 60 persons on charges of bringing drugs into the United States illegally from Colombia. Attorney General William French Smith announced that both Americans and Colombians were arrested. He said some of them are doctors and bankers. Mr. Smith said the drug deal involved the illegal shipment of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana from Colombia to Miami, Florida. The Attorney General said the arrests followed a year-long secret investigation.
Exercise 3. Complete the summary for news item 2. Exercise 4. Fill in the blanks with the information you get from the news. Part 3. Science report. Self-esteem.
Scientists have learned a great deal about the parts of the brain and their functions. They've also studied the development of the personality. For example, how a baby learns to love. In recent studies at two universities in the United States, scientists have investigated the development of self-esteem. Self-esteem is the respect a person has for himself, his belief in his ability, and in the value of what he does. The scientists studied self-esteem in young boys. They gave them many tests. These tests measured the boys' abilities and also how they felt about their own abilities. After the tests, the boys were divided into three groups: those with high self-esteem, those with middle self-esteem, and those with low self-esteem. The scientists continued to study the boys in all situations. They studied them at home, at work, in school, and with their friends. From their studies, the scientists made some observations. Boys with high self-esteem were active. They were able to express their ideas. They were successful in school and in their relations with other people. In discussions, they led. They didn't just listen. They were interested in world problems. They were creative and believed that they could finish whatever they started. They seldom became tired or sick. In many ways, the boys with middle self-esteem were like the boys with high self-esteem. They, too, expressed their ideas freely and saw the world as a good and happy place. However, they were not sure of their own value as people. They did their best work when they were sure that other people liked them. The boys with low self-esteem were different from the other two groups. They were sad most of the time. They were afraid to start activities. They felt that no one loved them. They could not express their ideas. They were afraid of anger. In a discussion, they listened, but they didn't talk. The scientists asked, how do some boys develop high self-esteem? What is different in their lives? Some of the answers were surprising. High self-esteem did not depend upon physical appearance or money or size of family. It did not depend upon how much the mother was at home. The scientists found that there was a closeness between the boys with high self-esteem and their parents. Their parents showed real interest in them and spent time with them. They listened to their sons and gave them help when the boys asked for it. They knew their sons' friends. The sons knew that they were important to their parents. These parents demanded good behavior. They made definite rules. They were strict, but not harsh. They corrected their sons' behavior by rewards, not by punishment. They never took away their love. On the other hand, the parents of boys with low self-esteem let their sons do almost anything. If a boy made a mistake, the parents punished him harshly. The boys believed that their parents didn't love them. There were no definite rules. The family life of the boys with high self-esteem was democratic. The parents made the rules, but they led in a kind and thoughtful way. They showed respect for their children's ideas, even when they did not agree with them. They let the boys give their opinions in discussions of family plans. These boys were productive citizens. Now, these scientists are studying other groups of children. They want to learn how to help children with low self-esteem feel better about themselves. In this way, these children can become productive citizens, too.
Exercises. Complete the report with the information you get from the tape.